You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. West Michigan's Betsy DeVos is going through a confirmation hearing today for her nomination as Secretary of Education. DeVos, of course, is a longtime Republican donor and an ardent supporter of school choice policies, school voucher programs, and tax credits for businesses that give private scholarships. Many who support charter schools were delighted by her appointment, but not everybody. Tashawn Harden is a science teacher at Detroit's Cesar Chavez Academy, and she's a vice president of the Michigan Alliance of Charter Teachers and Staff. She's with us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little, if you would, about your teaching career.
I've been a science teacher at Cesar Chavez Academy for over 13 years. It's my first teaching job, so I don't have any other experience, only in this charter school.
So you're part of the growing charter landscape, if you will, in Michigan. And you write that for you, in your words, the nomination of Betsy DeVos is a personal affront. Why is that?
Very much so. As a charter teacher, or as a teacher that teaches in a charter school, I'm finding that in the educational landscape of Detroit, there are many for-profit charter schools, and for-profit charter schools are prioritizing money over students.
And you've got clear ideas of reforms that you think would help students, but that you feel DeVos has spent her energy and money fighting those reforms?
Very much. I was a member of the Coalition for the Future of Detroit School Children as well. We worked hard to create policy recommendations for charter sector oversight so that we could have real consistency and accountability in Detroit's charter sector. And in the end, she paid Michigan Republican members of the Senate and essentially killed that package.
Yes, that was a bipartisan agreement, right?
Very much.
What would that agreement have done? If those recommendations had been adopted, how do you believe that would have improved things for the kids?
What it would have created was a Detroit Education Commission, which would have been responsible for the opening and closing of charter schools. So let's say a charter school was not performing well, they would have a certain clear, transparent number of steps that they would have to follow, things that would make sure that they were being successful schools, and if they were not, then that school would be closed down. But there would definitely be some sort of central oversight, and that's what we don't have right now.
So as a result of that, what do you think the impact is on charter school classrooms all through Michigan?
The impact is we have many schools that are open, many schools that are not successful, and they remain open. Then the for-profit management companies can open additional schools when they're not successful in actually running a charter school.
You point out in Medium.com an opinion piece, and you're kind of noting that communities are suffering as these schools open and close so abruptly.
Of course. One thing that I've noticed is that every school year students ask, are you coming back next year? They're expecting teacher turnover. They're not expecting the consistency and stability that students need in order to be successful. If a school closes abruptly, then the students need to leave, and they need to find another place where they're comfortable and where someone knows them, where they can be successful. And that's just happening all over the state. There is no charter oversight. For-profit management companies can open schools and close them and open them and close them, and that's destruction for the educational opportunities for students. And if that's happening in Michigan already, boy, I would hate to see what happens in the country.
Tashawn, how much does it bother you and other teachers knowing the potential Secretary of Education has never taught and neither has she sent her children to public schools?
It bothers me very much because oftentimes when teachers go into the profession, they have education in their heart. For the most part, a lot of the policies are being made by people who have never set foot in the classroom. And we've gone to school for this. We're professionals. We have the background knowledge, and we know what's best for students. Oftentimes, we're left out of the conversation. And everything that is brought down from the top affects us, but no one is actually an expert or has that experience, and Betsy DeVos is one of them.
What do you believe that Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos would mean for education in America?
Just looking on the track record of education in Michigan, I do not believe that it would be a good fit. I'm finding, again, the educational landscape in Detroit itself, where we have clusters of schools, and then there are areas where there are no local schools, but there's no oversight. There are no requirements and recommendations, and There are no rules to the game. There are no rules, and Betsy DeVos is trying to make it so that there continues to be no rules for charter schools.
With a complete and unassailable Republican majority on Capitol Hill, it probably looks good, as you and I are talking now, for this confirmation to go through and for Betsy DeVos to become our next Secretary of Education. Is there conversation among teachers, among administrators of, well, then what? What kind of strategies might be talked about in order to kind of brace for this?
I think what we're going to do and what we are continuing to do is what we've always done. We're still going to be there in the classrooms. We're still going to do what's best for our students, even if the policy or lack thereof, because we're finding that there are a lack of rules, we're still going to go into the classroom and do, you know, what we need to do because we know what's best for students.
Tashawn, if you were on that Senate panel at today's confirmation hearing, what question would you like to ask Betsy DeVos?
I know that she said she thinks that every student deserves a fair and equitable public education. How does she feel that that would be provided? If there are no private schools in the area, what if all of those choices that, you know, that she wants to include, what if they're all full? Then what?
Tashawn Harden teaches at Detroit's Cesar Chavez Academy. She is a vice president of the Michigan Alliance of Charter Teachers and Staff. We want to thank you so much for being with us on Stateside and sharing your views with us.
Thank you.